The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You're listening to the Rack Extra Reviews with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back! Thanks to our good friends at DK, we have a wonderful book to review, guys. And it is called Kicking Down Doors, Female Superstars and Ruling the Ring and Changing the Game. I'm excited.
This is an awesome looking book that we were able to get our hands on it and look through. It's about the female superstars of WWE, and it sort of just highlights their history from the Fabulous Moolah and Wendi Richter to Chyna to Trish Stratus to Lita to the modern era of Charlotte and Becky and Sasha and Bayley and Ronda Rousey and the like, and everyone in between. You get little spotlights throughout this entire book, which is pretty cool. And I know, as always, you love the pictures.
I love the pictures. There's lots of high quality images in here. It's very graphical. It's very colorful. You know, huge shout out to the design team. Once again, they did a wonderful job over there. And then, of course, we can't leave out LJ Trichosis. I hope I said your name right. I'm so sorry if I did not. Who is the writer of the book? So we have to congratulate them along with the writing staff for putting together a fabulous wealth of knowledge on the WWE women's division and the history of it and all the facts and call outs that we get throughout the book. Because like you said, we start with Moolah and then we kind of move on to Wendy and Miss Elizabeth. And there's just a lot of really wonderful information in here that I think people may know, but may not know. And there are a lot of, I think, women that tend to get forgotten or left out, especially in the mid aughts, I guess that's what we're calling it now, early to mid aughts, because the women weren't as popular and weren't as featured as what they were before and what they are now. And so I think people tend to forget who all was there and who wasn't there. And so this is a wonderful way to kind of give them their due and highlight all the work that they did in that time. So I think that's very, very cool.
That is very, very cool. And what was cool is they not only did they spotlight women's wrestlers, like Natalya, the Bella Twins, and the like, but they spotlighted Linda McMahon, Helen Hart, The Rock's mother. I can't remember her name off the Leah, might have been off the top of my head. I was trying to think of it off the top of my head. And yeah, it was cool that they gave them a spotlight. They spotlighted NXT in this book. It's really, really cool how they've like broken down each segment of like the history of WWE and women. And gave them its own era. I mean, you have Total Divas little section. You have a section for matches, like gimmick matches they've been involved in. We had a spotlight on what? The Diva Search?
On the Diva Search, they also talk about, you know, the Women's Revolution and how the WWE Universe kind of got that going with Give Divas a Chance, which trended for 3 or 4 days on Twitter. It talks all about that and then how the evolution and revolution sort of evolved from there. We also get information on our second and third generation female wrestlers. Like Natty gets a nice little call out. She actually gets two call outs in the book. She gets her own solo page and then she gets a call out in the generation section. Same thing with Charlotte and Nia. They could point out their history and their past and their connections, which is really neat. I love it. I love this so much. And then we go on to talk about NXT TakeOver Brooklyn between Sasha and Bayley, which was match of the year, but easily holds up now and is still one of the best matches you'll probably ever see. And then they talk about all the history where, you know, women entering the cell, doing Elimination Chamber, the Mae Young Classic, you know, just all the things that the women have accomplished and done throughout the modern era. And then, of course, we just can't feature the female wrestlers. The ladies behind the mic deserve their call out, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they get spotlighted as well.
So we get Renee Young and Charlie Caruso and Lillian Garcia and Alicia Taylor, who is in NXT and is wonderful and fabulous. They all get a call out too in the book, which I love. I love that they get their due because I feel like a lot of times the ring announcers and the commentators and the backstage interviewers, it's like they're there and they're a part of the division, but they're not really a part of just the division because they don't actively wrestle. Mm-hmm. So they kind of get like pushed off the side. So I love that they got their due in this book, and they got their highlight as well as the rest of the women, which is wonderful.
It was really cool. What stands out when you like flip through this book and you're looking for a specific superstar or just want to flip through it? Like the imagery where it's like here's a big splash of here's the person. Like you look through the book and it's like your eyes just draw right to the female in from that you're looking at, because it has like nice colorful like highlights around them. So it's like boom, here they are. Here's Elizabeth. Here's Sensational Sherry. Here's Trish Stratus. Here's Lita. Here's Michelle McCool, etc., etc. It's very eye-catching, the book is.
I'm actually kind of surprised Michelle McCool did not get a call-out page, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just she, for her era, she was one of the biggest stars of her era, so it's just kind of interesting that she didn't get a call-out page, but I'm not questioning it at all. I'm just wondering. That's all.
But yeah, you get it. The book is very eye-catching, it's very colorful, and it gives you nice, detailed information on specific people, specific moments, and it's a great read for any WWE fan, for any women's wrestling fan, to go out and buy right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to know the history of women's wrestling in WWE, definitely pick this up. Give it a read. You can purchase it. It is available at fine booksellers everywhere right now. So go buy it, purchase it. I'm making Invisible Vanna White hands because of what's going on right now. We were supplied with digital copies of the book, which is very thoughtful of DK. Thank you so much for doing that. We greatly appreciate it. So I'm doing the Invisible Vanna White, or I'm doing the Vanna White hands around the digital copy of the book. You guys can't see it, but I am doing the Vanna White treatment for the digital copy, because that's what we usually do on the show for the hardback copies that we get, but we can't do that here. So I have to do it around the digital copy. It's a little awkward, but that's okay. That's fine. We have it, and it actually looks more colorful and more bright on a computer screen, which is awesome. So again, thank you so much to DK and the wonderful people there for supplying us with this book to read. Everybody go check it out, because again, it would be a wonderful just reference for you, or it's bright and colorful and would look great on your coffee table or on your bookshelf or wherever you'd like to have it. But I would strongly recommend picking it up.
It's available now at www.shop.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your local bookstores everywhere.
And with that, I think we're done. What do you think?
I say we're done. Make sure you check out The Rack live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
We'll be back with another book review very soon, but till then, he is Rock, I'm Lindsay, and you've been listening to The Rack Extra Reviews, Kicking Down Doors Edition, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.